The old self and the new self.
You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Ephesians 4:22.
The old self is the person the father of lies made out of you. The old self is corrupted by deceitful desires that come from the father of lies. The old self is filled with suspicion, hatred, and jealousy because it lives in abandonment, shame, and condemnation. The old self has learned to deal with its pain using sinful behavior patterns of hiding, running, and blaming. The old self has become a slave to sin, obeying the father of lies.
Be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4:22 and 23.
I bless you to know that a new self is available to you. The new self is made new in its mind. The new self is what Christ is offering you to put on, to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Romans 6:6.
Understand that Jesus came to set you free from the old self. No matter how hard you try, you will not be able to set yourself free from the old self. It is a God-sized job. I bless you to identify your old self. Who is this person? Is she an abandoned person? A shamed person? A condemned person? Or maybe all of the above? How does he react to his pain? Does he become angry, suspicious, or jealous? What are her sinful habits and patterns? Does she hide, run, or blame? I bless you to identify your old self and offer that person to Jesus to be exchanged for the new self. Do this every day, moment by moment, whenever the old person shows herself, and you will be made new in true righteousness and holiness. I bless you.